And we're joined now, a nice surprise for everybody on this Sunday morning, Michael Deacon. We call him Bug from Heritage Salvage. You hear all his spots on our show. And we're joined by the closer, currently on the DL, but a very popular guy and someone I've gotten to know and really enjoy. And that's Mark Melanson. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks, Marty. Appreciate it.
Yeah, come on. I hear your spot for Heritage Salvage all the time. This is Mark Melanson, and I'm walking in the yard at Heritage Salvage. Pretty good.
Yes, I've actually been there and enjoyed my time there, so I'm glad I was able to do that spot.
Yeah, we want to give Bug a little love here, and I've got a beautiful cabinet at home in Mesa and just a gorgeous dining room table. Bug, explain what I have, because you know this better than I got.
Yeah, we made you this cabinet with a bunch of stories in it, including a piece of the Budweiser wood, which is where, in the beginning, with the it was the Clydesdale barn. And, you know, when the Clydesdale started way back when. And then you have this beautiful Perota dining table. And what I'm looking forward to is we get to make a dining table for Mark and Mary Catherine once they find their house. Oh, did you find one yet?
Did you pick the wood out yet?
We haven't. I went up there to visit the yard and hear all the different stories and stuff. So I'm excited to go up there with Mary Catherine and pick out the piece of wood with the famous story behind it.
Well, everything's got a story of Heritage Salvage, and that's why we're glad to have you on. And you've been a real loyal sponsor of mine through KNBR for a few years now, and I've enjoyed getting the things. But when I went up to Heritage Salvage, it looked like Fred Sanford, you know, Sanford and Son. And I'm looking, I said, what the heck is going on here? And then you start walking around, and you go in the back, and you see all the different doors and different things, and then it looks like Santa's workshop. And I thought he had elves back there cranking this stuff out, because the furniture is handmade, and it's different, but it's absolutely gorgeous. I say, and you look at the piles of wood in front of the place, and you say, there's no way in the world that could ever turn into anything beautiful. So that was my reaction to seeing it.
Well, I thought I was walking into a stadium, because there were so many stadium seats around. I think Bug had just picked up an entire stadium full of...
Yeah, Sonoma State bleacher boards. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I thought you had that for the Clydesdales when they come in trying to get the wood back. I had a number of Clydesdales at my front door in Mesa, so I want you to know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think all the Clydesdales now live in Malibu. They're so well paid for all their commercials.
Yeah. Well, they retired there.
Exactly.
But, so that was my experience coming in there. I thought, and Bug, do you get that reaction from people in Heritage Salvage up in Petaluma? Do you get that reaction from people?
Well, it is. If like people walk in and they think it's a salvage store, it's a salvage store, but then they walk into the back, which is actually really the front of the yard, and find out the magic that fabulous crew I've got can create. And it was so much fun having this kind and gentle being walk about the yard. He came out, drove through rush hour to get out to Heritage Salvage.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, me too.
He can work through traffic. I said that
before.
He's got no problem working through traffic.
And he is cool.
And he is cool. So, we just had Ron Wotus in here, and we're having fun with it on a Sunday morning. And, Mark, you're with us, and it's always been a lot of fun to have you on the show, and you've always been very gracious about it. So a segment of people say baseball isn't cool anymore. What do you think about that? Do you think there's anything to that?
Geez, no, that's a shock to me. No, I think it's really cool. I think it's, the coolest sport going.
Well, what makes baseball cool to you? Well, and again, what is cool? And as our Allie and Carmen are here, kind of we decided trending things, that's what we do today in the world. What's trending becomes cool that all these people want to see. But what makes baseball cool to you?
Well, I think it's pretty cool when families get together and come hang out for a few hours. That's pretty cool to me. But speaking of 4th of July and just going through that with the airplanes fly over and, man, that gives me chills. That's cool to me.
Yeah, you've been in Washington too. You've been there, and that's a pretty interesting place. I always talk to people who played for the old Washington teams. Who were some of the people you met while you were in Washington? Some of the people who would come to the games.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they have a lot of veterans and higher ups from the political side of things. So it's always neat to be around people that have been in wars and gone through the battles and different generals and stuff like that. So while I was over there, I met some of the top generals and stuff, which I respect greatly.
You know, and plus you're a former Yankee now. And George Contos tells me about the games you would play, and you two were teammates at Staten Island, I think, way back when.
Right.
But spring training for the Yankees, and we've done this with the Giants with people showing up in spring training, but spring training for the Yankees was always pretty interesting with the people that showed up.
As far as the fans or the
icons and the fans too, whoever you know.
No, yeah, you're right. There's always something special about spring training in general. But the Yankees brought, you know, some people that you just wouldn't be around otherwise. It seemed like they always had that appeal, and very thankful for my time there, and I've just been blessed to be in this cool game.
All right, so very good. Yeah. Are you on social media? Because apparently social media makes someone cool. Do you participate in that?
So, yes, I'm very cool. finally, I got there. But if social media makes me cool, then I'm cool.
What do you do on social media? What kind of things do you participate in?
Instagram, Twitter. They even have infield chatter, which is now a new baseball MLB thing.
Okay.
So anything that I can do to kind of, you know, help people out, help charities out. I'm trying to just be on a platform that can help out.
All right, you're getting cooler. All right, you're getting cooler here. What was the last thing you put on Instagram?
Oh boy.
Or anything you put on Instagram.
Jeez. You know, I went to post a video yesterday of my daughter, and I don't know if it went through yet. I got to do it, but I set up this machine that shoots little golf ball wiffle balls.
Okay.
And you can crank this thing up to 100 miles an hour, but I didn't do that to my daughter. We're just learning. She's 5. So I put it on the soft toss mode, and I got her about 20 feet away, and I aimed this thing at her, and it started firing balls at her. Well, after about 20 or 30 balls, she was doing great. She was snagging them out of the air, which is the whole point of the thing. And I got it on video, and she was just ecstatic when she caught her first ball. So,
yeah, perfect.
I think I'll be posting that today.
All right, very good. Carmen, Allie, cool?
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Cool meter, Bug?
I think that gets cool.
Allie, you give thumbs up on that? All right, you're getting cooler. This is good. All right, what's that? There's a picture of Posey eating a carrot.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulating Buster Posey getting to the All-Star game. I found a picture with him eating a carrot. I don't know. That was pretty random, but I figured I'd...
All right. Very good. All right. Now, other than you, who's the coolest guy on the Giants? Who would you say is the coolest guy?
Coolest guy? I mean, Brandon Crawford with those locks, you know, those flowing locks and how smooth he is out at shortstop. He's pretty cool out there.
Okay. How about Pence?
Pence, those high above the knee pants. I mean, I love that look, and Hunter pulls it off so great. So combined with his swing and the pants, I mean, he's got the look going. I love it.
Very good. All right, bring the fans up to date how you're doing. What's new with you? And of course, they can't wait to see you back out on the field again. What's
yeah,
up?
I can't wait to be out there either. So I'm going to start playing catch here right after the All-Star break, the first day back, and put me on track for we're looking at the L.A. series.
Oh, I wonder. That's the end of the month, the 27th,
yeah.
I think.
Yes.
Yeah, right around the 27th of July. Have you ever had an injury like this before, and it's a pronator? I haven't heard too many pronator injuries.
Yeah, it's the forearm. You know, it's generalized as the forearm. But, it's been a pain in the butt. It's been something that I've had to deal with for, you know, a little while now, and it just got to be too bad to where, you know, I was jeopardizing possibly more of my career if I don't take care of it. So.
All right. So now, as Bug said when he came in today, and of course the season is not going the way everyone wants it to go, but as a ball player, you come in every day. What's it like in the clubhouse? How do you keep the spirits up?
Well, the morale is good. It's just, you know, we gotta put things together and on a more consistent basis. You know, we'll show up one night, but we haven't done it consistently, and that's been our problem. Yeah. But you know, we're still enthusiastic about being here, and we haven't given up hope.
Well, you get Bumgarner back pretty soon.
We have
the home run hitter back.
Yeah, we have some things to look forward to, and you know, this break gives us a little time to rebound and get back.
All right, last couple of questions for the cool Mark Melanson. You're good on the cool meter. Allie and Carmen are giving you a thumbs up here. Favorite movie for you?
Favorite movie?
Yeah.
I forgot how cool Summer Catch was. That was on yesterday. That's a good movie.
Okay.
But Gone in 60 Seconds is cool. Yeah, one of those two, probably. Right.
Carmen, Allie, does he get a thumbs up on that?
Yeah.
Barely. All right, they had to discuss it. All right, very good. And I'll ask you this. We talked about the coolest guy in the Giants, which is a good answer. How about in baseball in general? And you've been with Mariano Rivera, too, who I thought was pretty cool. Who is it for you?
Yeah, Mariano is at the top of the list for me, just given that, you know, he taught me a lot. I'm doing now what he did and kind of trying to shape my career like him.
All right, so we'll put him on the top of the cool list. I mean, to watch this guy work, for me, was the coolest thing ever. Nothing ever seemed to get to him, right?
No, he's an amazing person and somebody that I just cherish so much to be around.
All right, last one for you, Mark Melanson. If someone came to you and said, I want to be a closer, what advice would you give him?
Well, you have to forget about last night. You know, that's one thing. You can't let the past dwell. But you gotta be strong mentally out there. You gotta make sure that you know, you're prepared every day. You can't be lackadaisical one day out of the year. I mean, you gotta be on point every day and no excuses. So. Yeah, just come with it every day.
Yeah, the adrenaline pumps. Ninth inning, you know, you're coming in, you're walking across those lines, and you're looking at the batter who's coming up, and it's that moment. I think it's a pretty dramatic moment. It's a cool moment for baseball.
I think it's the coolest thing I've ever done, is be able to lock in on the catcher's fingers and have that tunnel vision. There's nothing like it. There's no adrenaline that can get you there. It's just amazing that focus, that hyper-focus that you have.
All right. Carmen, Allie, cool?
Yes, 100% cool.
Very cool. All right. And they're taking your picture to put
100%.
It somewhere. They're putting your picture somewhere. Where are you putting this, Carmen?
I don't know.
That's on my phone.
Oh, it's on Bug's phone. All right, Twitter. All right, Mark, Great. Thanks for coming in, as always.
Thanks,
it's always
Marty.
A pleasure talking with
yes.
you, and it's nice to have you here. And we'll look forward to seeing you back at the end of the month.
Appreciate it. Thanks,
All right,
guys.
Bug, thanks
right
for
on.
Being here.
Thanks, Marty.
Salvage. We'll take a break.
Thanks.